This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. We're speaking to Jeanette Unite, whose exhibition Plot Critical Zone is currently on at Iziko South African Museum. Jeanette, you're referred to as a mining and earth artist. Can we start right there? Can you define yourself?
Gosh, Philip, it's always hard to define oneself. The shift, or the expansion, I should say, from just merely looking at mining, I realized that the science behind mining is geology and that it's critical that one expands one's focus. As well, the position I was in, I felt that I needed to expand that focus.
Because your focus particularly has been?
Mining, minerals. And it's not that I've diverged from that, I've just expanded the interest. I worked with Oxford University and formerly the Earth Science Department on a 200-year-old map that I'd found in 2014 and 2015. And that exhibition was later exhibited at Exeter University and a German art museum. And it just helped me understand the stratigraphy, the complexity of deep time and minerality and how it's formed. It was absolutely enlightening.
And the message, though, that you're trying to give us through your art is what?
Well, that we consume. You know, we are the complicit consumers in this whole mining thing. We drive the industry. It's our carefulness that's required. They wouldn't be digging the coal out the ground and providing us with more and more and more and more electricity if it wasn't for the consumption and the sheer excess of greed that we have, each of us.
Well, I like the quote that you have at the beginning of the exhibition. The aim of science is not to open the door to infinite wisdom, but to set a limit to infinite error. And that's Bertolt Brecht. So visually and powerfully, this has been your message all along, but you are using art as a way of creating your message. And I find that it's quite appropriate that you're not showing your work at the Iziko South African National Gallery, but at the Iziko South African Museum. And the space that it provides you to make this commentary. Do you want to quickly walk us through and tell us a little bit about what you're trying to make us see through pictures rather than words?
Artworks are all the same height. They're like 1.9 meter, or earliest ones I did were 2.4 meter. But the 1.9 is like a very tall human, and it's the sense of a mineral load. You know, we are all walking, talking minerals. We are made from this critical zone. I'm trying to say that there's a direct connection between us and Earth. We aren't really separate from nature, and we need to stop seeing ourselves as separate. So the panels are 1.9, and they are continuous, and they are in strips like a barcode or a geoseam to try and reinforce this shopping as a religion kind of idea that we have in the 22nd century or wherever we are. And hopefully, we did this on Earth Day, so we hope that there will be many more Earth Days. But the rate we're going, we might be making our planet a bit hot for comfort.
But as you say, the exhibition calls for collective Earth stewardship, inciting collective response before it's too late. But I think what we also need to talk about is the minerals that you are using in your work and how you're incorporating the Earth within the artwork.
I've been very fortunate that I published the first book, 2012, Terra, and that's almost been like a passport to get more access to mines. I used to have a lot more no's before that book came out. And now I'm working on finishing two books, Complicit Geographies and Plot. And the purpose of using minerals directly from mines is to actually, you know, all the minerals are sort of jumbled up in this critical zone. And copper that I get directly from mines, or platinum or gold mine dust or chrome, all these minerals actually are part of our ingredients to manufacture the modern world that we live in.
And you are using them to manufacture the artworks to remind us of our position. And I do encourage you to visit Iziko South African Museum to see Jeanette Unite's exhibition, Plot Critical Zone. We are in a critical arena, and the visual arts can tell us about it. And to know what's happening in the visual arts scene, you can also go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Irma Stern, Nudes 1916 to 1965, curated by Emeritus Professor Michael Godby in collaboration with the Irma Stern Museum and select private collections, is the current exhibition on show. The exhibition traces Stern's treatment of the nude in different media over her long working life. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibitions or work in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za.